Hi guys, it's your girl Brittany here, CEO of Purpose Planner. Today is July 27th, 2017. And thank you guys so much for even listening today and still rocking with me. I know it's been a minute since my last podcast, but a lot has happened, a lot of growth, a lot of transition as a business owner. My 2017 planner sold out. I have launched a dinner party series that has also sold out on two occasions. So I definitely want to say thank you all so much for supporting me, whether it's, you know, reposting on social media, if you purchased something, if you came to a dinner party, if you sent me an encouraging word, I just want to say thank you. If you're listening right now, I just want to say thank you so much, and I appreciate you. And I'm going to jump right in today's topic, the importance of covering your tribe. You know, it's actually happened today, which really sparks me to really get back into my podcast. I have so many notes written down in my journal. So I'm like, let me go ahead and just have this conversation with my tribe, with my people. Today, there was a comment in a group that I'm in, a group for entrepreneurs. It's called Brand Build Launch. Please join. It's amazing. And the young lady posted a comment that really ruffled my feathers. She was talking about a co-working space here in my city that recently opened. And warning people to be wary of joining and spreading false information about it not having bathrooms and all this other nonsense. And I immediately, again, like, it ruffled my feathers. I was really disturbed. I'm like, well, for one, this is a female Black-owned co-working space. You are an African-American woman as well. Why in the world would you not contact the business owner? That was the first thought. but the business owner was not in the group, so I was gonna just kind of like, whatever with it. But people started commenting like, "Oh, I'm so sad that was your experience. You know, that's terrible. That doesn't make any sense." Da 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 da. And I'm like, "Hold up. I am my sister's keeper." And so I commented and I let the young lady know, you know, it's our job to cover each other as Black women, as Black female entrepreneurs, especially. We have to be intentional about how we cover each other as well. We have to be intentional on the things that we post on social media and in the public realm, where instantly you can have 2,000 eyes on something and 2,000 people forming their opinion based on the information that you provide. And what was just so unfortunate about this particular post was that the information was wrong. And, you know, unbeknownst to the people that were commenting, you know, everybody's just hopping on it and believing what this young lady is saying. And I set the record straight. You know, the co-working space absolutely has two bathrooms. It got two bathrooms, sis. So I don't know how you missed that. The co-working space has multiple rooms for you to work in, not just one. And it's brand new. It's a startup. It's the first of its kind with that type of ambiance and price range. And it's Black owned. And it's Black owned by two amazing females. So it was just really interesting to see that she would even go in depth to, you know, say, you know, be weary. And it really sparked me again to do this podcast to say this. Ladies, my Black women in business especially, we all we got. We have to encourage each other. We have to look out for each other, just like every other culture. If you see something that is wrong, let's relate it to a link not working on your website, or a download isn't functioning properly, or a misspelled word even. Don't publicly try to blast the business or blast the individual. Send an email, send a personal message. If you know the person, send a text and say, hey sis, I noticed this wasn't working. Just wanted to give you a heads up, Or, you know, I came to your open house for your co-working event, for your co-working space, and I just wanted to say I'm proud of you, and I wanted to give you a few suggestions as you expand. Because that's the thing too. The person just left off so much information. The venue is expanding. The venue is just a kickoff. It's a startup. But the way that she worded it, you would have people thinking that it's a multi-million-dollar funded co-working space and they not providing bathrooms. So rather than blasting someone's company and kind of ending up with egg on your face, because I've never seen it end well for individuals that like to blast other people's businesses or whatever. That individual always ends up with egg on their face, because a lot of the times it's based off of misinformation or the wrong perception. And to save your face and ultimately to protect your sister, just do things with tact, do things with class, contact the person on a personal level and let them know what you notice or let them know about your experience. Startups are not, it's not, you can't compare it to a bad experience at Delta or your 5-star a steak restaurant that you're attending and the service is bad. It's completely different. When you publicly go on social media to say, hey Delta, I had a bad experience. You know, Delta has how many employees? Delta has been in business for how many years? Delta's net worth is how much? Delta's owned by who? Delta's going to provide you with, you know, an instant, you know, I apologize. Our team is on it. Give us your information. We'll give you a discount on your next ticket. They had to get to that point, though. I'm sure Delta starting off was not 100% sure how to deal with customer complaints. But here's the thing. You went to Delta specifically. You contacted Delta specifically. Because, hey, you can't reach the CEO. But, you know, they have in place customer service representatives that can help you. And you noticed a problem or you had a bad experience and you went straight to Delta. Or the avenue of communication for Delta, for that brand. Why in the world, if you have an issue or if you have a problem, would you go and blast a company on social media and not even give them the opportunity to grow or change? That says a lot about you. You end up with egg on your face, not the brand, at the end of the day. So ultimately, the lesson here, because mistakes will happen. We're human, you know, we're running businesses. Things are not always going to be, you know, ideal or perfect or what you think they should be. And I'm relating this to Delta because it's a multi-million dollar company and they still don't get it right. They still mess up. They've had some terrible mess ups this year. But at the end of the day, people bring their complaints to the brand. Black women, my sisters, we all we got. Why would we bring our complaints to people that really don't care in the first place? Why would we try to quote unquote expose a business and not allow them to change or grow or rectify the situation like we do these bigger corporations? You have to allow startups to transition, to grow, to learn, to rectify mistakes. And if anybody should be cheering and rooting you on, it should be your own tribe. It should be your fellow Black female entrepreneurs who understand what it's like to have a startup, who understand what it's like to have a business. Your intentions when it comes to dealing with your tribe should always be to cover them in love. So if you have a suggestion, send it in love. If you know, have a criticism because something went wrong, a service was send it in love. Because guess what? When you mess up, you want that same grace to be returned back to you. How would you feel if you were the one being blasted? It wouldn't feel so good. You don't want to spark insecurities or self-doubt in your sister. You want to spark empowerment, and you want to spark a sense of community. Like, I got you. I've never met you. I don't know you, but I got your back. Simply because I understand what it's like to be a Black female entrepreneur in 2017. So I'm leaving you guys with this. Make sure you cover your sisters. Make sure you love on them. Make sure if you see something that's wrong, if you see something that's wrong, please contact the business owner. Please contact the brand so that they can make the changes, just like you do with Delta. I love you guys. I'm sending you positivity and light. And I would love to continue this conversation on social. You can find me at Purpose Planner on Instagram. And you can also find me as Billy McQueen as well. And I look forward to seeing so much more Black Girl Magic spread outside of just events and concerts and award shows. I'm excited to really see it in everyday life, in everyday situations, because that's what it's all about. Our Black Girl Magic has to ooze out of us in every situation. And I believe that it's possible. I love you all, and I will be back with another podcast. No more breaks. And remember, there is no competition in purpose.